Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Optimist, Sam Altman, OpenAI, and the Race to Invent the Future by Keech Hagee examines the modern AI boom through the career of Sam Altman and the turbulent rise of OpenAI. Written by a journalist known for reporting on powerful institutions and the people who lead them, the book frames Altman as a defining figure of today's technology era. A network builder, fundraiser, and strategist whose ambitions sit at the intersection of Silicon Valley culture, public fears about AI, and global competition for technological advantage. Rather than treating generative AI as a purely technical story, it traces the social and organizational forces that shaped OpenAI's direction, including shifting governance models, partnerships. The narrative places the reader inside boardrooms, investor circles, and policy debates to show how rapidly AI moved from research labs into everyday tools. It offers a human-centered lens on a technology reshaping work, power, and future planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Sam Altman as a power broker in Silicon Valley. A central topic is how Sam Altman's influence emerged, less from writing code than from orchestrating people, capital, and conviction. The book presents him as a connector who learned early how to move between founders, venture investors, and institutional leaders, turning relationships into momentum. This matters because the AI revolution has been driven not only by breakthroughs in models, but by the ability to assemble extraordinary resources, top talent, specialized hardware, and massive compute budgets. Altman's leadership style is portrayed as future-facing and persuasive, pairing optimism about progress with a willingness to take big bets before outcomes are clear. The story also explores how status and trust operate in elite tech networks, where reputation can open doors faster than any product demo. By following his career path and public persona, the book highlights the mechanics of modern tech leadership, fundraising narratives, media positioning, recruiting, and coalition building. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why certain individuals become central nodes in innovation ecosystems, and how personal ambition can merge with a broader mission to shape what technologies get built, deployed, and regulated. Secondly, OpenAI's origin story and evolving mission. Another major topic is OpenAI's development from an idealistic research effort into a world-defining AI organization under intense competitive pressure. The book tracks how early ambitions around broad benefit and safety commitments collided with the practical realities of scaling frontier models. As capabilities grew, OpenAI faced the classic dilemma of mission-driven tech, remaining open and research-focused versus becoming operationally efficient, secretive, and product-oriented. Hagee's reporting spotlights the significance of organizational structure and governance choices, including how decision rights are allocated, how leadership is selected, and how accountability is maintained when the stakes are global. The narrative emphasizes that OpenAI's mission was not static. It was interpreted and reinterpreted as circumstances changed, from funding needs to public scrutiny. This evolution is important for readers who want to understand why AI labs make seemingly contradictory choices, such as emphasizing safety while racing to release powerful tools. The book frames OpenAI as a case study in institutional adaptation, showing how values, incentives, and external pressure reshape what an organization says it is and what it actually does. Thirdly, the race dynamics, compute, capital, and strategic partnerships. The book also examines the competitive landscape that turned AI into a high-stakes race among a small set of labs and platforms. Progress in modern AI depends on scarce inputs, advanced chips, vast datasets, elite research teams, and billions in funding. Hagee emphasizes that this is not a typical startup environment where cleverness alone can win. It is closer to an arms race where scale and partnerships strongly influence outcomes. Strategic alliances, especially with large technology companies, become crucial for access to infrastructure and distribution. The narrative explains how these relationships can accelerate deployment while simultaneously raising questions about independence, profit motives, and who ultimately controls the direction of the technology. Readers see how decisions about product launches, model access, and pricing are shaped by competitive threats and partner expectations, not only by scientific curiosity. The topic clarifies that AI progress is as much about industrial logistics as it is about algorithms. By connecting the dots between compute constraints, market incentives, and global rivalry, the book helps readers understand why AI timelines feel compressed and why even mission-driven groups can be pulled toward rapid commercialization. Fourthly, governance, safety, and the limits of control. A key theme is the struggle to govern powerful AI systems and the organizations building them. The book explores how safety ideas, internal oversight, and board governance can collide with rapid product cycles and public attention. It portrays a world where leaders must make consequential decisions under uncertainty, deciding what to release, how to evaluate risks, and how to communicate limitations without stalling progress. The story underscores that governance is not a technical add-on. It is a set of human processes involving trust, incentives, and authority. Board structures, leadership disputes, and internal debates become part of the safety story because they influence whether caution wins over speed. The book also illustrates how external pressures from governments, media, and competitors can make governance harder, not easier, since every signal affects markets and national policy. For readers, the takeaway is that controlling advanced AI is partly a problem of institutional design. Even well-intentioned leaders face constraints created by funding, ambition, and competition, and the book invites reflection on what credible oversight could look like when the technology develops faster than laws, norms, and evaluation methods. Lastly, what the AI boom reveals about the future of work and power. Beyond personalities and organizations, the book uses the OpenAI moment to illuminate a broader shift in society, how AI tools reshape work, influence, and geopolitical leverage. It frames generative AI not simply as a new product category, but as a general capability that can alter productivity, creativity, and decision-making across industries. That implies disruption, with benefits like faster research and automation of routine tasks, alongside risks such as job displacement, misinformation, and concentration of power among a few platform owners. The narrative highlights how quickly AI moved into everyday use, which forces businesses and institutions to respond before they fully understand the implications. The book encourages readers to see AI adoption as a strategic choice, not a passive trend. Individuals must decide how to upskill, organizations must decide how to deploy responsibly, and governments must decide how to compete without undermining public trust. By mapping the human stakes to the technology race, the book helps readers think more concretely about what is changing now and what might change next, including how influence may accrue to those who control models, compute, and distribution channels. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the AI boom as a real-world story of leadership, institutions, and incentives, rather than a purely technical overview. Technology professionals, startup builders, investors, policymakers, and curious general readers will find value because it connects the rise of generative AI to the decisions and conflicts that shaped it. The main benefit is clarity. The book helps you see how frontier AI is produced through a mix of ambition, governance, partnerships, and competitive pressure, which makes today's headlines easier to interpret. It can also improve your decision-making about AI in your own life, whether that means career planning, assessing vendor claims, or forming a more grounded view of risks and opportunities. Compared to many similar AI books that either hype capabilities or focus narrowly on ethics, Hagee's reporting-driven approach offers a character and institution lens that explains why outcomes unfold the way they do. If you want a narrative that ties together personalities, power structures, and the economics of scaling AI, this is a worthwhile purchase because it contextualizes the technology inside the systems that will determine its impact. If you would like to support Keech Hagee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.